People with no formal health training may be able to spot signs of brain injury in domestic violence survivors using a set of tools called CARE, which stands for Connect, Acknowledge, Respond, and Evaluate. Severe intimate partner violence is often targeted at the head and neck and in the airways. But Ohio State University professor Juliana Nemeth explains that since these injuries are often invisible, staff at domestic violence service organizations and medical providers may not be aware of how best to meet a survivor's needs. She says brain injuries impact a person's cognitive function, decision-making, and planning ability.
The other impact of brain injury can be things like seizures and constant headache, balance problems, anger and rage, ability to control emotions. Those are all things that impact survivors' daily function.
Nemeth recently co-authored a paper on the effectiveness of the CARE model. She says its four cornerstones include connecting with survivors, acknowledging that head trauma, strangulation, and related challenges are common, responding by collaborating with survivors to develop accommodations for challenges related to suspected brain injury caused by violence, and evaluating services by establishing a strong feedback loop with survivors to ensure their needs are being met. Nemeth adds that memory problems, depression, and suicidal thoughts can also be affected by trauma to the brain.
Emerging literature really is suggesting to us that brain injury from domestic violence is not only prevalent, but it's really having neurologic, psychologic, cognitive, and behavioral impact.
Ohio's domestic violence shelters provided emergency housing to nearly 10,000 people last year. Nadia Ramlagan reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.